on your...
Hi-de-ho!
Oh, that wasn't gay at all. In no way was it gay. By the way, you might want to reduce the,
Hi-de-ho? Like that? Make it hi-de-ho level? Ho-ho!
Yes.
Hey.
We seem to be on the gay parade today.
Like, totally. Every day we use a gay parade, gosh.
I mean, that I can't do.
So, hey everyone.
It's been so long.
We
because
you.
The juice sucks.
It's been so long since I've had a conversation with anyone but you.
It's been so long since I've had a conversation with anyone not gay. As in, not you.
Because you're always talking to yourself, you know?
It doesn't even work.
Hey, sorry guys, I'm really tired. Because
you're gay.
Like a diamond.
Oh, that's right.
Okay,
ever since that show... Let's start with that, then.
Wait, okay. Still go down?
If you... What are you talking about? Yes. Yes, it is.
It's not saving it.
Don't argue with me. I'm better than
that's
you.
That's really weird.
Always.
Are we talking?
Like that? Yes, we are talking. And it's recording. Okay, so basically what happened, right?
Oh, nice.
Was if you...
Oh, it's still recording. Never mind. No, I'm sorry.
If you're listening to the last episode, at some point, for some random reason, I said, like a diamond. I still don't know why, but it was hilarious. And so, I'm basically using it in every situation possible in every aspect of my life now. Which is why I'm probably going to use like a diamond a lot in this and future podcast. Until I get bored with it, of course. Go back to my regulars. Okay, stuff to talk about. I saw Narnia.
You mean you saw The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Chronicles of Narnia.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Book 2.
By?
C.S. Lewis. Oh, you thought you'd catch me out.
C.S. Lewis, I'll try it. Who wrote Cats?
Cats?
Is C.S. Lewis?
No. Let's see who wrote Cats.
Mom!
Yes?
Who wrote Cats?
Andrew Lloyd Webber. Ha! C.S. Lewis.
Of Colmes.
Elliot.
Ha! Not C.S. Lewis.
I know, I knew it wasn't C.S. Lewis.
You ignoramus.
I'm thinking it sounds like.
No, he's only one, so he's an ignoramus.
See?
The two of you
you're
together,
wrong.
The two of you together are ignoramus.
No, but he compounds multiple ignoramus.
Hey, I was cold.
He's cold, apparently.
Hey, so I just got a piece of mail. I wonder what it is.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
What is it? Let's see what it is. I can hold up Chronicles of Narnia until later. Read it out. Who's it from?
I'll read you my letter.
Who's it from?
University of Cornell.
Oh, it's from University of Cornell. What could it possibly say?
Dear David.
What could it say? Oh,
Dear
it's
David.
A David.
Oh my God! What a surprise! I was accepted to University of Cornell. I kind of already knew that.
There you go. Don't worry.
It's too long.
Oh, okay. Actually, I forgot. Let's talk about that now. Stanford. You know, I went for 3 weeks. Stanford.
Yes.
Yes, we had long conversations about this. Anyway, I got my package yesterday, which basically involves the music that everyone wrote in their own original pieces. We compiled a book, and it has a letter of recommendation and stuff like that. I need to read some of the sentences in that counselor evaluation of me, because they're so funny. It's beyond ridiculous. What?
Remember it?
No.
You should put it in here, like, away message or something.
Yes.
So you could read it here.
I should have, but I didn't, because I'm better
should've
than you. In all ways.
Did.
Okay, but it was funny. But they didn't send... See, everyone did was... They all had a recording time for us, so we all went into a studio and recorded our songs. And, there was...
Nice is the studio we're in right now.
Okay, it was a real studio.
This is a real studio. We think this is imagination.
Okay, anyway, so... Basically, they were supposed to put it on a CD and send it to all of us, but they didn't! And I'm so annoyed.
You like slapping
them. Email them.
Say that's why you
mailed
them.
An email.
What should you pay in there?
$3,000.
Yeah, you should be like, I paid $3,000 for this email. I was reassured that I was receiving a professional quality recording of one of my performances.
Anyway, it's not a performance. I recorded in the studio. No.
One of my studio appearances.
Okay.
You were lucky enough to hear me. I don't want my music out there not to be heard by me.
Okay. Narnia. Chronicles of Narnia. Good. Better than Harry Potter. But I preferred the old version to this one. Couple of bad things.
I remember the line looked really fake in the old version.
The Peter, you know Peter, the eldest kid.
No. I haven't read the book.
You know there are four kids, right?
Yeah.
You know there's eldest boy, then girl, then boy, then girl.
Yeah, that's how they always are.
Okay, the eldest kid looked so gay. He was such a pretty boy. It was ridiculous. I felt like, no, gay as you are. As gay as you are, I mean.
He couldn't have looked as good as me.
Gay. Oh, yeah, you couldn't have looked as gay as you. That's a good point.
Good, not gay.
Okay. Where was it? Shut up. I hate you. Okay. Peter looked gay. Absolutely gay. The youngest one was well cast.
Wait, sorry.
Though she was bucktooth.
Not that there's anything wrong.
Oh, yeah. Though she was bucktooth, the youngest one was well cast, and the second youngest, Edmund, was also very well cast, I think. The elder two, yes. I put an accent on the E. The elder two were just looked gay. It was sick. And, you know how the witch lives in a snow palace or ice palace or whatever? Okay, when they were showing their first view of it as they're walking towards it, because that's where the... Don't do that, you idiot. That's where Edmund was headed. Then, it looked obviously... it was obviously fake, because it was obviously a model of the actual snow palace. You could see. They were trying to make it true, but it still was far away, and so it was incredibly tall. But you could see it was just a model, and it looked so totally gay. Which is ridiculous. What else about the movie? Sure. The lion was annoying. He annoyed me so much. The witch was really well cast.
Was the wardrobe well cast?
Yes, the wardrobe was well cast. I was particularly impressed by its impersonation of a wardrobe. Absolutely believable. The opening of its doors? Wow. I haven't seen a sight like that in years.
Did it creak?
Yes. The absolute artistic strength and effort that went into that wardrobe's performance, which that wardrobe should get the Oscar.
Okay, so let's talk about something else.
You know what? If you're not going to be responsive, why should I even tell my story?
No, I'll talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Office Space.
Okay.
I saw that recently.
Hilarious movie.
Such a good movie. I believe you have my stapler.
Stapler.
The ratio of cake to people is too high. Okay, but I'll set fire to the place. I believe you're my stapler.
I believe you're my stapler.
No, it's not stapler.
Stapler.
It's not steeple either.
Stapler.
Someone...
I believe you're my stapler.
Yeah.
Okay. Harry was in it. Dr. Ooh. Cox. Harry.
Oh, yeah.
We're on a first name basis.
Bob and Bob. What? It was good. It was a funny movie. Obviously, this is not a very good podcast because the Jew is being all gay. Okay, Christmas presents, right. Me mom, being the absolutely fabulous person she is, bought me a 50-watt amp and a Crybaby Classic wah pedal for Christmas.
50-watt Marshall?
Yes.
Amps, not 50-watt, like...
Normal Fender.
Cheap amp.
Stupid, yeah. Anyway, absolutely fantastic. I've been rocking out.
I was impressed by it.
So much on that, it's beyond belief.
How much
I enjoy.
I'll present you your gifts on the show because I know you don't know what they are yet.
Oh, that's true. I didn't know my gifts were in this bag. Wow, you carry my gifts in a mortar's bag? Could it be a book?
That was a trick.
Could it be music? Could it be coffee? I don't know. Those are the
all I can say is it's like a diamond.
Okay. I'm expecting a diamond necklace then. Are we gonna get one? Come on, viewers. Call in now! If you want me to receive a diamond necklace from the Jew. Or listeners, not viewers.
Who's viewing me? I'm afraid.
No one wants to view you. They're afraid that your gayness is contagious.
Okay. So anyway.
Okay, apparently you got me receipts.
Drum roll!
Exactly like a diamond.
Exactly what you told me to buy you.
Exactly.
He just emails me. He's like, yeah, so this is what I want for Christmas.
You didn't even buy me picks.
Because I bought you $27.
And you, no, they're not $27.
$27. We returned that one thing, so it became like $21 to $22.
No, it can't be over 20. There's no way it's over 20.
Okay,
how much did this cost?
Credit. Here, the total price in the end was... Let me see this.
Not much. Let's see, Metal Slide was $638. Okay, and then Acoustic Strings, that's $429, $600. That was about $18 max. Don't give me this 28 nonsense.
No, it was 27, and then we returned one of the slides because it didn't fit your ginormous fingers.
It's not my fault I have large fingers. What, we didn't return.
I know.
The last one fit my fingers.
You never forgot your fingers.
It's the metal one which didn't fit, but it fits my pinky.
Like,
no, it doesn't fit your thumb.
It really only fits my pinky.
Yeah, that's right. You can't call my fingers fat. Fat fingers.
It's just because my fingers...
Oh, I don't want your germs on my slide. Ugh, I'm not to clean this.
What are you doing?
Ah! Ew! Disgusting!
You got to use bleach or something, man.
You got about... $500 Yeah, worth of guitar gear.
Guitar gear.
Basically both my amp and my wall pedal.
Parents.
But it's so sweet. Oh, and of course you have to buy me a cable. But he gave the cable for free. And apparently we have to buy the power adapter for the wall pedal as well. Which is really stingy of the dude because he bought $500 worth of stuff.
Wait, do you have it yet?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay.
That's how I'm using my wall pedal.
No, no, you said like we still have to use it. We have to buy it.
I thought we had to.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's what I thought I said. But obviously, I was
right. Nobody really cares.
Okay, so we're going to have a new intro, which is going to rock, because the Jews heard it already.
We'll record it tomorrow.
It's pretty sweet.
With our new audio equipment, if you buy it tomorrow.
Okay, Celebrity Jeopardy, SNL skits. I saw them for the first time about a week ago.
I shouldn't be like...
No, you've never shown that to me. Trust me on this. I know you've never shown
that to me. I have lots of legitimate
You're not worthy.
On the computer.
I'm sure you do. Yes, but legally... Okay, so they're so funny though. It's
real
like,
money.
And it's like, I pose a conundrum to you, Trebek. What's the difference between you and a mallard with a fever? One's a sick duck, and I don't remember how the joke is, but your mother's a whore.
Yes.
And
he's incredible.
So good. And like,
the penis lady.
What? No, what's the name of the member of Simon & Garfunkel who isn't Garfunkel? I Garfunkeled your mother! this is Sean Connery.
The sound that a doggy makes is this moo. It's like, that is incorrect. Well, that's what your mother said last night. It's like, the correct answers would have been rough. Bow wow.
Or rough.
Rough. Rough, just the way your mother likes it.
So good.
So funny.
I'll take penis mightier for 200.
Yes, I've tried many a thing in the past. I spent a pretty
penny, I don't mind telling you. The day is mine! So funny. So good. It's ridiculous. Oh, what's another good one? Anal bum cover. I'll take anal bum cover for 200. That's an album cover. I'll take the rapists. That's therapists.
Condoms
for 200. So good. Or like, I have a Chardonnay. And he has a magic marker and rubs out the S and the AY. And Alex Trebek reads, I have a hard-on. What? How'd you get a marker? I hit it in the one place that no one would have looked for, Trebek. Well, I guess if you had been searching me, you would have found it. Because I hit it up my ass. Not a fan of the ladies, are you, Trebek? Yeah. Stop swearing.
I didn't think you would say that.
I don't normally. I had a preference for not being crude, but I was just quoting.
Your mom's gonna hear about this.
I'm not supposed to say but either.
No, you can't say stupid.
No, or idiot. Or hate. I can't say hate.
That you are a stupid idiot, and I hate you.
The game is on.
The game is on.
What else? What else can we make fun of Sean Connery for today? What's another good one?
He's so funny.
I know. So,
Craven, what episode are you off?
The episode with Björk is so funny. Björk, you know, the Iceland singing sensation.
Yeah.
She's like, everything is music! And it's really good.
Have you seen the one with...
Are you Icelandic or retarded? It's so funny.
Have you seen the one with, what's it called, Turd Ferguson?
Oh, yeah.
I have just seen that.
Yeah, I have.
Turd Ferguson. Funny name.
Buckfutter.
It's an oversized hat. Funny because it's big.
Buckfutter.
Yes.
How do you not find that funny?
It's not.
Yes, it is. It's hilarious.
To you?
Your first answer is buck. Well, I guess that's how much you're waging. You're waging a dollar. Let's see what you wrote down for your answer. Futter. Buckfutter. You know what that means, don't you, Trebek?
He's so funny, Sean Connery.
So good.
Fake Sean Connery. It's hilarious.
So funny. The day is mine! I love that. Don't get your germs all over my strings. Oh, God, it's disgusting me.
I'm gonna pass out, peeps.
Thank you.
That's right, you're my peeps.
Oh, God.
So, would you like
don't kill yourselves now, even though he called you peeps. Remember, you have a lot of potential. That says not you.
What does it say on our list here, right here, on this list?
You're so good.
Wait! Ta-da! Still have it.
I know you do. Okay.
You guys don't know what we're talking about. We're not going to tell you.
Funky new equipment. Basically, tomorrow...